Welcome to Why Knowledge Matters.
Now he studies philosophical questions at the interface of science and relations, particularly with regards to understanding the nature of the human person. Welcome, Father Joachim.
Nice to be here. I was glad to get your invitation because I really enjoy the chance to talk about anything that is related to knowledge and to show the importance of it. So thank you for having me.
How would you describe the challenge between science and faith?
The challenge between faith and science, that's really, it's an old topic. People have been thinking about that for a long time because really since the modern age, we have been looking at that. We're kind of wondering, can we still believe what we used to believe? But there's really no problem at all with the compatibility of faith and science. And there are many people, like myself, who are scientists and also practicing Christians, and there are many priests and many religious. We have combined both theology, knowledge of God, knowledge of our faith, and scientific research. It really fits perfectly together because all knowledge, all real knowledge, is going to ultimately take us to God. So there can't be a contradiction. I mean, for a Catholic Christian, seeking knowledge is so fundamental to our faith. It's really faith seeking understanding, or understanding seeking faith, making sense of things. This is all belonging together. So for me, faith and science belong together. There's no conflict. But there is something else, and that is more challenging, especially today. And this is, how do we make sense of nature? So how can we act ethically? How can we act well in the sense of caring and nurturing when we have this very technical, very abstract, and very powerful knowledge from science? It's really, it's not that easy if you think about it, because power, what is mostly science, power and care, that is not a natural pairing. So you kind of have to worry about that. So science gives us power over nature, but if you dominate something, if you really have control over something, then you can't love it. Loving requires something else. So science really alienates us from nature. Science puts us at a distance from nature and creates this tension. And that's really the challenge between faith and science in actual reality. It's not about religion so much. It's about this distancing that we experience when we have the scientific knowledge of nature, these numbers and formulas. And they're true. I mean, I'm a physicist by training, so this is not something which I cannot understand. But if you only have that, then you kind of end up being afraid if you're not one of the experts. Because if you get these scientific facts and you don't understand them so well because it's very technical and you have to study, and they have so much power, then it gets people scared. And the COVID pandemic is a good example. I mean, COVID is a very dangerous disease. It's a pandemic. It's been shaping our lives for the last year to protect ourselves from it. And I've been watching all the scientific investigation, and I had early on thought that, yes, we'll get a vaccine. The chances were very good. And I saw the approaches and I followed the progress, and I was quite happy to see it come so early in late December, after barely a year of research, we had a vaccine. And now more and more people have been vaccinated. My whole community, I'm a Franciscan friar, I live with many elderly men, and our whole community was vaccinated, and we were so grateful for that, so happy. So science really helps us out by providing vaccines, but there are some, more than a few really, and they're afraid. And you have to be gentle with them, because COVID reminds us of the power of science to solve our problems, but it also reminds us that we have to have trust in knowledge. And many people find it very hard to trust in scientific knowledge today. And it's really because it is so strange to many. It's so somewhat unnatural even, because intuitive nature understanding and scientific nature understanding, it doesn't easily come together. but the scientific understanding is true. You can't ignore it. You can't make up your own knowledge of nature, or your own science, which you invent by yourself. That doesn't work. Faith in science, faith and science, requires us to really have mature faith and mature trust, trust in knowledge, all kind of knowledge, knowledge of science, knowledge of God, revelation, scripture, the tradition of the church. You have to have trust in this knowledge. You have trust in those who lead us, trust in authorities, legitimate authority, and that is the authority of legitimately elected leaders, we have that, but also the authority of the ages, the knowledge of the church, all the wisdom the church has. We have to have trust in that, explore it, and trust that good people make good decisions. So faith is important to have trust, but faith must be reasonable. It must be completely rational, and it has to be something that makes sense to us. It makes sense of nature, and all our knowledge must be drawn together. And then we can have real trust in nature, trust in life, and trust in all that we learn.
What made you interested in the challenge between science and faith?
What got me interested? Well, I think it was very natural for me to go down this path. And I mentioned that I'm a scientist. So before I became a Franciscan friar and a Catholic priest, I was a scientist and I studied first chemistry, physical chemistry, but then biochemistry, cell biology. And then I went more and more into biomedical research. And I had a nice career in that field and I enjoyed scientific investigation. And it was always a field, scientific study always attracted me from my childhood when I was doing astronomy as a hobby to my professional career when I was doing research or did management work in biotech companies. I always enjoyed scientific investigation because it's like solving puzzles. It's like an intellectual game almost you can play to understand, but one that is very useful, that truly gets us into applications that people need and new insights and all of that. It really is something which is so deeply important that I felt very useful. I liked being a scientist because it was a respected profession and I quite liked it. But I also knew that life is much bigger than science. I mean, there's so much more to life than what you would ordinarily expect to be able to study by scientific investigation. And I was always drawn to churches. I always felt at home in churches. And I love the spirituality, the liturgy, the prayers, the sense of community that comes from being in a community of faith and the bigger picture on life. That's really what I liked about church, the bigger picture on life that saw life as something much more than what is observable, much more meaningful, much deeper, much more attractive. And that really meant that church for me was always part of my life. And I was kind of thinking in the back of my mind that maybe I should be more engaged. And as I grew a little older, and when I had no longer the youthful enthusiasm of wanting to be a leading scientist, I matured a little bit and got more interested in the big questions and more and more interested in faith. And then it happened that I visited a religious community, a monastery, and I really felt suddenly that this is where I was supposed to be. And I felt at home. I felt called to this way of life. I felt called to the religious life. And then I joined a religious order and I became a Franciscan friar. I don't live in a monastery. We live in Franciscan friaries, communities in the cities. I do work in ministry outside, but I also do research and read books. I write a lot. And I thought my task now is going to be to make sense of faith and science, to take all this knowledge I have as a scientist and now look at that again, but now look at it again from the perspective of a religious man, of a priest, somebody who likes to talk about religion, and find out what it is that brings them together. So I'm a Franciscan friar, I mentioned that, and this means that St. Francis of Assisi, the wonderful medieval saint, St. Francis, he is the one who has inspired me the most. And maybe you know that Francis speaks of brother, sun, sister, moon, all the creatures as brothers and sisters. And he has this big view of all natural creatures forming fraternity. Fraternity for me in daily life is my community, the Franciscan Brothers. But for Francis, fraternity is much more. Fraternity with nature, but not nature in the abstract, but the concrete living being before him. And there's a sense of care, care for creation, care for creatures, a sense of appreciation, of valuing, and not just nature as a whole, but nature in relationship to us, brothers and sisters, with everything and everyone having purpose, having meaning, every little creature, every one of us being valued for what they are. And there's going to be a big plan in it all. There's God's plan for it all. And the Christian life for St. Francis and the Jesuit Franciscan is about experiencing this purpose and meaning, and to learn science, learn how to govern science, I suppose, because it is about power, about controlling things, but learning about how to act in nature in such a way that our governance of nature, our leadership in nature, is caring, and in such a way that nature is kind of completed in the divine plan, where humanity has a special role in creation, where we don't just use nature, but live with nature and nurture and nourish nature and natural beings, that is such a more natural way of causing a good life. And it's not anti-scientific, it's not kind of primitive going back to nature. No, it's about learning from nature and getting insights from it and applying these insights to live better, to live happier, and to live more in a sense of harmony with natural beings. So for me as a scientist, and when I became a Franciscan, it was quite natural that this would be the way that I would want to go. And I haven't regretted it since, and I'm certainly planning to continue working in that field.
Why and how does the challenge between science and faith matter?
Well, how does it matter? This is such an obvious question today, because if you look around, I mean, what you really notice is that we feel alienated from nature, and it shows itself in so many ways. And there's a climate change, there's a pandemic, there's extinction of species. And no, I'm not one of those guys who think that the world is going to end tomorrow unless we stop everything. No, the nature is resilient, and certainly it's not a matter of catastrophe looming right around the corner. But we also know that we are doing things in terms of climate change and species extinction that really we ought to change. And it is not something we can take as just something for the next generation. No, no, we have to take our responsibility. We have to see how our life affects the whole ecosystem on this planet. And the impact of climate change has to be taken seriously. The impact on species has to be taken seriously. Our lifestyle, how it impacts other literal beings, it has to be taken seriously. And really, almost everybody knows that. And especially amongst young adults. I mean, the enthusiasm for really acting in a way that changes our relationship with nature to a more nurturing and a safer way of living is certainly very high. So for those who are religious, who are worried that churches seem to be populated by more and more older people and the young people can't find anything, we certainly have to recognize that many young adults really seek spirituality, and they expect a spirituality that allows them to see the value in nature and to see our responsibility relative to the value of nature, because it is God's creation. So the modern crisis of faith, if there is such a crisis, is really about our separation between science and nature, but also between faith and nature. We have to be able, like Francis did, St. Francis of Assisi, that we recognize the images of God in creation. God is not just in creation, but little images of him are in creation. Human beings are images of creation. Other creatures too, in a smaller way, are images of God in creation. And really recognizing God's presence in each other, our brothers and sisters, in our natural being, our natural world, that really is an essential way to really feel the love of God in daily life. It is not all about studying scripture, as important as it is, especially for Franciscans. Scripture is the text we use to make sense of life. But it's also about just experiencing God's care in creation and being instruments of God's care in creation. That draws us deeper into Christian faith. And if we do this with scientific knowledge, then we're not at risk of just becoming some kind of nature-loving, simple-minded people who don't understand things. No, no, no. Science is about how nature functions, but our minds, our faith, our life is about taking the science into the larger context and really understanding nature and living in nature in such a way that we can reverse climate change. It's a scientific problem. How do we generate energy and electric cars that allow us to have a carbon-free economy? Is a scientific challenge. But it's also a challenge of faith, because we have to have trust in our abilities and trust in the importance of doing that. So for me as a Christian and as a priest, as a Franciscan, to really make sense of nature and scientifically understood nature is extremely important today. We have to get at that task.
Why does science and faith matter in the future?
Well, if we don't do anything, then I'm afraid the apocalyptic predictions about the collapse of our society by climate change might come true. I mean, if we just continue to make the same mistakes generation after generation, then that won't end well. So we can clearly see that we have to learn from what we did wrong in the past, but also what we did right in the past, and apply that to the future. We have to find an economy that is less economic, that is less ecologically damaging. We really have no choice. So we have to do that. But we also need a culture that values natural being. We need a culture that values human being, that values our humanity, our creaturely being, our bodies, our embodiment, making sense of our human nature, our human bodies in nature itself. We're not technological creatures. We're not robots or something like that. We're not some kind of spirits who can be downloaded on a computer and continue to exist there. No, no. We are embodied creatures. And there's a lot of damage being done to the natural environment. And there's a lot of damage being done to not properly understanding human nature. We have also alienated ourselves from our natural human being. And not many people like what the Catholic Church has to say on this topic, but it really is important to return to a full respect of the dignity of the human being as an embodied creaturely being. We don't create ourselves based on our own ideas. We are natural creatures. We have bodies which are made in a certain way, and we have to really understand what that means for our ethical acting in the world. And that requires us to make sense of nature. We cannot make sense of our own bodily existence if we do not make sense of nature itself. If it's all about our power to change nature any which way we want, then we will find ourselves more and more alienated from the ground of our being, nature, and the creator of that nature, God himself. So it matters a great deal. It matters politically, it matters economically, but most importantly for me, it matters spiritually. To live happily and satisfied in a way that is truly complete and finds its way to God, we have to make sense of nature, and that requires to bring science and faith very closely together.
Your favorite book and your possible project and wishes for the future?
When you asked me about my favorite book, I thought if I had a favorite book, then I should just get another one. So people should have many, many, many books. And I don't have as many books in my room in the fiery as you see in the bookshelf behind me, because it's not my real background. But I do have a few books. But most importantly, I think people should have many books, and they should have a library card and read even more books, because you have to keep reading. You have to keep engaging with the thought of the people. And sometimes you have to read the books of the people you really don't like. Because you have to be able to let yourself be challenged from somebody who thinks completely differently. like for me as a priest, I have to read sometimes the books of atheists, because they also want to understand properly, and I need to learn from them too, even if they're wrong. I need to understand, how do they go wrong? So really, don't get stuck in a favorite book. Just make sure that you have enough of them, that you have favorite books on everything. And for me, what I like to read the most right now, that is, of course, philosophy, modern philosophy, the type of philosophy in the European continental tradition that lets me understand how to use the depth of human understanding to apply it to nature. And I like to write myself. So sometimes I like to joke that I read so little, I just read my own writing. So the book that I'm working on, or the writings I do myself, that has a lot to do with the Franciscan friars in the 13th century, the Middle Ages, because St. Francis, the founder of my order, he lived in the 13th century, in the Middle Ages. And that was not an age where people had technology. That came much later. But they had the science that they had inherited, that we discovered from the classical period of the Greeks, Aristotelian science, which was a very rational way of categorizing the different types of things you find in nature. And they had the encounter with the Muslims in North Africa and in the Holy Land. And in this encounter, they were challenged by both the pre-religious outlook of the classical Greek period and a different religion of the Muslims, different cultures colliding. And they had to make sense of all that. And I find that fascinating. It's not so very different from today. So my project really is to see, how did the medieval Franciscans deal with science and reason of their time? And how can I apply that to life today? How can I make sense of my life as a Franciscan? And looking at those medieval Franciscan theologians and philosophers, and Francis himself. So I do write a little bit about that, the Franciscan tradition, Franciscan intellectual tradition, and what can we learn from that in order to make sense of faith and science in our time today.
Thank you very much, Father Joachim. It has been a huge pleasure to have you here.
Thank you too. I really enjoyed this.